Ik lees de juiste tijd van de Rebbe's voorzien alleen. Schaf daar op tijdens. En all the Torah that we're learning here, I'd say all, the yesod of what we're learning right now, in this mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, is the Torah of the Alter Rebbe. The ability for a person to love somebody that he doesn't know, and more than that, to love somebody who he dislikes. That's a sentence that I've heard more and more. I'm hearing more and more. It caught on with people that when they're telling me about this. I'm telling you about my son, about my daughter. They're talking about their children. They say, I love him, but I don't like him. So what does that mean? So we understand what that means. It means I don't know exactly what it is. I would die for the kid. I love him, but I can't stand him. And there's an aimik to that. But what does that love mean? It is possible, of course, to be displeased or annoyed with the behavior of somebody that you love. But what is that ahava exactly? What's the shurish of the ahava that parent is feeling? He's saying, "I can't. The kid makes me crazy. Everything that he does, I don't necessarily look forward to seeing him, but I love him. Why? Because your wife gave birth to him. So there's this emuna that he's your boss of Adam, and that emuna that he's your boss of Adam means that you love him. What does that love mean, Bachlan? So these are the most basic questions of life, our relationships with other people, with other Jews, and with our own loved ones, our so-called loved ones. What does that mean? So it's very confusing when a person thinks that it's all based upon emotions and feelings. Because when it's based upon emotions and feelings, then I don't like this guy, but I love him. Or I like him, but I don't love him. What do the words mean? In the world of the Baal HaTanya, the Tzaddikim, Ahava, the Sherish of Ahava, of course, is revealed to us in the mitzvah itself, in the words of the Pasuk. The key is, V'ahavtocha kamocha, kamocha, ani Hashem. That's the key. Kamocha, ani Hashem. That the reality is that truth of ani Hashem, is what defines every Jew in the world, whoever lived, is that reality of ani Hashem. That this person, whether you like him or you don't like him, whether you approve of what he's doing or you disapprove of what he's doing, the mitzius is that ani Hashem that's inside of you and that defines who you are is the same ani Hashem that defines him. And that the two of you are both evarim, extensions in this physical world of that same shin. So that mysterious love that the father feels for the kid, even though he doesn't like him, comes from that metzias of who he is. Even though he could disapprove or disagree with and no one is saying that you can't disagree with a person, you can't, or that you necessarily approve of everything that the person is doing. But how do you see this person? How do you see this person? Do you daven for this person? And the question is, do you love the person? Even though you don't like what he's doing, do you love the person? So, what we're up to is on page Yutes, footnote Chaf Beis. But the tzaddik is saying that this is an avodah of a person's entire life to work on this perspective, on this way of identifying another Jew, not by his behavior, his actions, not by the way he looks, not by his political opinions, not by his accent, not by even by his religious sensibilities, but by the essence of who he is. That's an avodah of his entire life. And therefore, any tiny little bit of a machshava in that direction, any tiny little bit of a hargosha of that truth, of who that person is that's sitting next to you in shul, is extremely valuable. Even though we haven't gotten there yet, it's extremely valuable. The ikur is to know the truth. That the way to evaluate the etzem of one's relationship with another Jew is not by opinions, background, appearances, and so on. That's not how you think of another Jew, and that's not how you relate to another Jew. And footnote Chav Beis, you know, b'chol avoyda tzarech la'sragel l'shtamish b'chol ha'kaychus n'osmo l'shem z'vach, shem achshav ha'gosh ha'dibu v'ma'iseh. It's navoda. This is what we're talking about at the end last week. This doesn't just happen to a person to think this way. It requires a tremendous avoda in machshava, in hergish, in dibur, in maise, and all the karkas and nefesh. Machshava is chabad, and dibur, and all the hergeshim, the midas of a person, and the lamaise, to push yourself to do for other people, even though you don't feel like doing for them. Instinctively, intuitively, you don't feel connected to this person. And the avodah here includes trying as much as possible to think with machshavas tovus about the other person. Machshavas tovus. Lachshav shehu tov v'yakar. So you could begin with that kid. You could begin with that kid that you don't like, with your own child that you don't like. Mitzad the etzem of who that child is, it's a good place to begin. The mitzad who that child is, he's toiv v'yaka. Not just to go on your whole life saying, I don't like him, but I love him. Or to be mechazik yourself in your way of thinking, to say, and to daven, and to recognize that he's toiv v'yaka, be lachshav shu ben shel Hashem Yisbarach. Not only is it my kid, it's a ben shel Hashem Yisbarach. And to say the words, not for other people to hear, but to say the words. And la'asos imoy ma'aseh chesed. And la'asos imoy ma'aseh chesed as well. To conduct yourself, to behave with him in such a way, and to try to do things, to push yourself, to do ma'aseh chesed, as we've spoken of many times, that in the Kutvus HaChesed of Michtav Eliyahu from Rav Dessler, the yesod of that limud is La Asher Yitein Ye'ehav. And Rav Dessler didn't make that up. That's a yesod in the Svarim HaKadoshim. La Asher Yitein Ye'ehav. That I invest myself in this person. I push myself to do for this person, especially for the one who I love but I don't like. La Asher Yitein Ye'ehav. And because the parents are always doing for the child, it builds up that natural sense of connection and love. And that would be the case with any person in our lives. When you give and you do and you push yourself, then it begins to materialize as an emotion, a feeling of that connection, that love. The gamlas to see my ma'aseh chesed l'chabdei. Ma'aseh chesed l'chabdei into acts of chesed and to be mechaber the person. I'm sorry, you shlok. V'achrei ma'aseh nimshach halev. And of course, the klal that's found in these words in the Sefer Chinuch in a few places is that when you do good things, achrei ma'aseh nimshach halev, the heart, achrei pulos, the Chinuch says, good things that a person does brings the heart around. Lahargish Aharilov Laharach Ose Be'emes. Laharach Ose Be'emes. Chav Gimel. Vimoy Hev, footnote Chav Gimel. These, as we learned in the beginning of the Hakdama, the footnotes in the Sefer are not just like extra ha'aris. It's really, it's hard to know how he chose what to put into the footnote and what's not in the guf ha'dvar, but because it's really the inyan itself. So he says, now, if you really are in this place, in this you're in this sugya of true ahava, which is not whether you like the person or you don't like the person, but be'emes ahava. Then the greatest thrill you'll have is that this guy is doing well in his Yiddishkeit. It's great. And you couldn't be happier that he's doing well in Gashmis as well. He got a good job. He's making a nice living. He bought himself a beautiful home. Whatever it is, you're happy. Because when there is that, when ki'ish echad b'lev echad is not just a nice drasha for shuas, but it's something that you really feel, and that's how you live, ki'ish echad b'lev echad mamish, that this person is ani Hashem, and the same ani Hashem is me. Memela inkin, then of course there's no jealousy. Ki ha'argosha, he come on next page on the bottom, ki ha'argosha, ki ha'argosha, he come on shutfim. Because the feeling is that we're shutfim. She revach shel ha'achad, who revach shel ha'sheni. If you're a shutf, if you're partners with somebody in business, and he's doing well, that's your lucky day. It means you're doing well. It's a shutf. If he picked up a new customer that day, that means that's your new customer. She revach shel ha'achad. The profit that one makes is a Rebbe Shal Sheni, is the second one. Ki kulam neshama achas. It's one neshama. Umiskavnum nadover achad. L'samechas Hashem is Baruch. We both want the same thing. L'samechas Hashem is Baruch. We're both his children, and we want to be Mesamech Hashem is Baruch. And therefore, the better that that person is doing, certainly in his Yiddishkeit and even in his Gashmias, it's nachas ruach, that Hashem is ruach, and that gives me nachas ruach. B'chlal ahava luchayv al tzar nishmas Yisrael. And included in this ahava, of course, is to feel the pain of other Jews, to feel what they're going through. Ulispala aleihem. And probably the greatest chesed that one can do for somebody else, and doesn't depend upon how much you have, but it depends upon what we're learning, is to daven for another person, to daven for other Jews. We live like Lahem and to worry about them. Hein b'sumera, she Yisrael yetsu me'aklipas ha'tmeis. And when you see a person that's not doing well in Ruchnias, that's not doing well religiously, either a person who is a firm person but is not doing well, or for a Jew who's not Shemitah Mitzvahs, to daven and to hope and to feel that pain that person himself or herself might not be feeling, and to worry that this person should be able to get out from under the pile of klipas, of the klipas of tmeis. And that's not condescending. That's an extension of that ahava. It's not I'm better than you. I'm better than you. I'm a tzaddik and you're not. It's not chalila. It's not like you're gloating over the person's failures. Okay, you feel the tzar of the shechina, that this particular Jew, this aver, this limb of the shechina is not well, is not doing well. Whether it's in Gashmis and Ruchnis, that hurts you, not because you are better than that person, but because you are part of that person, and there's a part of you that is not doing well. So that's b'sur meira. V'hein ba'asei toi. Shekol echad mi yisrael yidbak b'Hashem is baruch. And that's what you want very, very bad. Shekol echad mi yisrael yidbak b'Hashem is baruch. One has to ask oneself. Everybody's so excited when there's a Baal Tshuva. person who wasn't Shomer Mitzvahs now became Shomer Mitzvahs. And everybody admires the those individuals who spend their lives trying to be makar of other Jews. And you have to stop and ask yourself, why? Why? This person might end up taking my seat in shul. Okay, what do I need him for? What do I need somebody else? Possibly. Maybe he'll also pay membership. What do I need this person for? What is it exactly that's so exciting about having another person get become Shomer Mitzvahs? What are we so worried about about Jewish education? So it's because of heritage or Jewish survival or assimilation. That's where it's coming from. There are non-religious people with wonderful intentions who are doing the best they can to prevent Jewish assimilation. I always forget what do they call it? That trip to Israel that they give birthright. So the person that's behind birthright, the one individual behind birthright, I hope he's okay. I think he's alive and well. So he has this unbelievable rutzen that the Jews should stay Jewish and that they shouldn't assimilate. They should marry other Jews. And for him, it's the biggest simcha in the world. He used to go. I remember Phil Rosen, who was very involved in that. Phil told me about how Steinhardt, that's his name, Steinhardt? He would go to every chasna. He went to every chasna between the people when these birthright people would get married, because they married one, a Jew married another Jew, because they were together in birthright or something like that. He went to every chasna all over the world, this Steinhardt. And then he would say publicly, I'm not a mamon, I have no shaykhis to emuna, which I don't believe is true. I don't believe that that's true. I don't believe that any Jew doesn't have a shayches to emunah. But he says such things. So you ask the guy, why are you spending like $1 billion worrying about some Jew marrying another Jew? What's the nafkamina to you? Whether he's Jewish or not Jewish. What's the nafkamina in your life? What do you do that's Jewish? He makes shidduchim between Jews. Other than that, he's saying openly, I don't care about anything in Yiddishkeit. So first of all, that's not true, and then Phil was telling me certain stories that show that's not true. You know, that some of his caring did come out, but what he himself doesn't understand is that there's this underlying mitzias of Ani Hashem that he doesn't understand, that he's not connected to, he doesn't feel that connection, but it's driving him in his life to do what he can, what he's able to preserve Yiddishkeit. And not just to preserve Yiddishkeit, but Yidden, and that they should marry each other, and to raise Jewish children, that there should be Jewish education. Of course, that's not the end of his job in this world, but what are we so excited about? What does he want? What does anybody want with this whole Kiruv thing? For many, many, many years, I'm running around trying to do this stuff, and there are other people that are here that do this also, and try to be makarva the yid and so on. You have to stop and ask yourself, like, what's the tachlis of this? Why don't I just go to the stock market or something? What is it? What is it? You know, what is it about this that is so important? What is it that's so urgent? What do I want to accomplish? So I want to preserve Jewish identity. Is that what I'm doing? I want to guarantee that there'll be another generation of Jews. I mean, it's one of these svaras. That's not it. That's all good stuff. That's all important. That's true. But that's not it. That's not the inyan. This is the inyan. The inyan of there being nachayid, and nachayid, and nachashtikid. That's the inyan. And what does it mean? It means that, of course, person's a mamon b'Hashem, and the v'ahavt l'racha kamoicha can only be real be'emes when it's with that ani Hashem. That's where it comes from, ani Hashem. Whether you say you believe in God, you don't believe in God, it's the ani Hashem. It's not because of two Irish people that like to drink together in the bar, like I was talking about this week. It's not a common heritage, a common identity, a common culture, v'chul. All those are the burim of Bnei Noach, you understand? Those are the burim of the world. Those are not the bure Yisrael. diburim of the Jews, v'hatvach ha-kamarichas, ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. Shekol achad miyisrael yidbak b'Hashem. Steinhardt wants that every single Jew in the world should be davuk to Hashem. Now, if we would tell him that, he should be, well, I don't know where he lives, or if we can go have a little class trip and say, we'd like to discuss something with you. If, I mean, I can ask Phil, maybe we could arrange it. If you tell that to him, he said, I know that the true reason that you're spending all your money, that all you think about day and night is Jews getting married to Jews and having Jewish children, is because be'emes, all you want in the world is that every Jew should be dovuk b'leiv b'nefesh to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He'd say, get out of here, you're out of your mind. Mi Hashem she'eshma b'kailu. What are you talking about? I don't know who God is. I don't care about God. So then, Mr. Steiner, so why are you doing all this? What's this? So now give all these diburim. We already know all these diburim. All the diburim. But the emes is that if he would dig and dig, like some of the chevra that go on the trip are digging. I don't know if you ever did the trip. But if he would dig deeply, he would get to that same place that's called Ani Hashem, because that's where it is. That's where it's coming from as well. You know, so you know, on a quiet night, it could be that he's thinking about his bubby Nizedi. You know, I don't know where they were from, the Lower East Side or from Poland. I have no idea. And he's thinking about them, and he has this picture in his mind of his Zedi, you know, sitting at the table and saying a kapitel tillim. Who knows what goes on in a person's mind? But the Metzius is Ani Hashem. In the same way that I can't bear the thought of being, of doing anything, or of living a life that's apart from Hashem, if I understand that this is, that what I'm doing is taking me away from Hashem, I also can't stand the thought of being apart from another Jew, separated from another Jew. I can't stand that thought. I can't stand that thought. And I can't stand the thought of this Jew being separated from Am Yisrael. I can't take it. It makes me crazy that this person is not part of, does not want to live together with Am Yisrael, or the person is marrying out to the Jewish people and is going to have children that are not Jewish. It makes me mishug. What's happening here with this intermarriage is that there's a limb of the Shechina herself that's being torn away, and that's an unbearable thought. What do you think got the Lubavitcher Rebbe going? Jewish heritage? That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe is talking about. Common heritage and culture. That till his last breath, that was his whole Metzius. Where was that coming from? Why was he able to feel that there was a Jew someplace, you know, in Afghanistan that wasn't doing well? Or there's some Yid someplace in Ireland that doesn't have matzahs for Pesach? And he sends a shliach, go find some Jew, you know, go, there's a guy that lives in this town, he's looking for matzahs. And the shliach heads out to this place, and he goes, anybody Jews here? And he finds some Jew, you know, that works in the gas station, and he has a box of matzahs in his trunk, and he says, I don't know, Bob Trevi sent me to give you matzahs. The guy starts to cry, and he meets him in Yerushalayim 10 years later, you know. How did the Bob Shrey figure out that there's some guy over there in this shtetl that works in the gas station that's married to a goita, and he still has a little bit of a shemitz of a memory of that he's a Jew, and to give him some matzahs, and his whole life is turned around? That's a pretty cool thing to do, isn't it? How come I don't know that Jew? How come you don't know that Jew? And the Bob Shrey sends a shlich, says, go over there, there's a yid over there. The guy goes around for a week looking for Jews. He asks everybody in that whole town. He asks the old people, are there any Jews here? Any Jews? They say, nah, they're all gone. And he says, there are no Jews over here. It wasn't I. I don't remember where it was. Are there any Jews here? There are no Jews here. No. And then when he's leaving, it's already Erev Pesach. He doesn't know what to do. He has his matzahs in the trunk. He doesn't know what to do. And he's leaving. And at the gas station on the way out of town, because he's got to get home for Pesach, at the gas station, he asks the guy, Are there any? You don't need Jews. And the guy says, "Hold on a second." And he goes and he gets a guy from the back, and he says, I'll "Talk to him." And the guy starts to cry, and he's a Jew. And he admits that he was holding on to, he's married to somebody that's not Jewish, his kids are not Jewish, and his wife has been begging him to go to, you know the story, it's a famous story, his wife has been begging him to go to church, but there are a million stories for him like this, and the wife's been begging him to go to church, all the years he's holding out, he won't go to church, but the family all goes, and it's not being together with the family, and finally, he was breaking down, he was going to go, and he said that if anybody remembers that I'm a Jew, that God still cares that I'm a Jew, I won't go, I'll stay, I'll hold the fort, I won't go to church. And he says, and that's where I was holding in life, and you came to tell me that the Lubavitch Rebbe in Brooklyn, he's sending me a box of matzahs. He sent you to drive hours and to spend the whole week driving around over here to find me to give me a box of matzahs. So he's worried about me like that. Sachas kam v'kam, the Divine Shalom was worried about me and thinking about me. That's key, if you understand. It's not about Jewish heritage. The guy's married to a guy. He's got children that are not Jewish. It's the ahava v'etzem. The same way that when you love the Ribbono Shel Olam, the fact that he's not doing well by you that particular day doesn't mean that the relationship is over. You know, you didn't land a new job, or you lost your job. Whatever it is that went wrong for you that day, so then you're finished with Hashem. Done. That means that there was an ahav that was tli b'davar, that wasn't an emes, a love. It was a love that depended upon my satisfaction in the relationship. Am I getting what I wanted out of this relationship? And that's a classic ahav of tli b'davar. That's not ahav of b'etzem. That's not an ahav of kamocha. Kamocha is what we're learning about. That's the shorish of ahav. That even in Yonah of Gashmias, not only is there not jealousy, all you want for another Jew is ach toy v'chesed. Should be good for another person. Ach toy v'chesed. Okay, back on your test, Ois Gimel. Luchlol dveikus am achtus. It's a very, very big yisod. V'hinei ha'adam nimsa b'soich ha'olam hazeh. Person lives in this world. Shabai nira kol ish kimitzius nefredis. Where every person appears kimitzius nefredis. As a separate mitzius. V'zema shagorim shakosh liyudi l'schab liyudi acher. And that's what makes it so hard to be mischabrit to somebody, even to your own kid. To Mitzius Acheres. And it's difficult to connect to a Mitzius Acheres, a Mitzius Nefredes. It's very hard to feel connected to a Mitzius Acheres, to a Mitzius Nefredes. That's the nature of a person. Lachain, therefore, therefore, the only way that a person can be zeicher, can come to this place of ahava amitis, of true ahava, muchrocha odem leikones tchidl advekus ba'Hashem zbach. The seder is that a person really has to come first to at least some madrega of dvekus ba'Hashem zbach. Ulahargish rakis Hashem is Baruch. Ulahargish rakis Hashem is Baruch. V'yachshayv she'ein bo'olam klum. The yisod of the entire sefer, of course, is this mahalach of bittul, and this dveikus b'Hashem, to realize she'ein bo'olam klum. She'ein bo'olam klum. That lays also ponimine, that Hashem is soyev kalama, malakal alma, that everything is elokus, and therefore the machshava of pirud, when it comes to the truth is on a deep level, when it comes to anything in the world is really not true, but we're not talking about that connection, but certainly when it comes to another Jew, elirak is Hashem is baruch yidbo v'yisbaruch b'chalivo, and when there is that feeling of Ani Hashem, that a person feels Ani Hashem, V'achrashi yargish b'chayzik es hadvekes. This is the avoda. And when a person is in that place of feeling chayzik hadvekes, and even if we're not on that madrega where it's a chayzik, feeling chayzik es hadvekes, but you go into that place in your mind and in your heart that's called emunah b'Hashem. Emunah b'Hashem. The word dveikus could scare people away. Maybe you should have used a little bit the word emunah sometimes, because dveikus, right away, when you see the word dveikus, you say, well, that's not, I don't know what dveikus is, I'm not dovek to Hashem, I'm just like trying to be good, I'm not dovek. So don't get nervous about the word dveikus. Just when you see the word dveikus, just see the word emunah. Anybody here that's not madrega, you can, if you're fine with Vegas, that's okay. But it's good if we just see the word emunah b'Hashem. Achas she'yagish b'chayzik esa emunah. That's good. Vegas is great, but even emunah. Think about that. Achas she'yagish b'chayzik esa dveikus tzarech loshu kivyochel oil. So you take this little trip into that place of emunah. You go to the world of emunah. You go into that place of Amunah, whatever helps to bring you into that place of Amunah. We're going to be learning a lot about Bittul coming up. You go to that place of Amunah, and then you return to the world, to the physical world. You have to first take a little trip to the Metzias of Ani Hashem. Go to Ani Hashem land, go there, and then Tzarech Loshu Kivyochel Oil. Then you come back. Then you come back to the five towns. V'az yuchal bez Hashem, latzliach lirois ech shekol Yehudi yuzgalo shalor Hashem zbar. And then you will see that you will have gevaldig haslocha in this avoda of seeing how kol Yehudi, that every single Jew, is his galus shalor Hashem zbar. Is it his galus of Or Hashem? Is mamish Or Hashem in this world? That person, with all of his idiosyncrasies, with all of his faults, with all of his narishkeit, is his galus of Or Hashem in this world. And every single time you daven, all you're davening for is gilui kvod Hashem, of maloi chal haaretz kevodai, of higal le'na. That's all you're asking for, that's all you want, is gilui, is gilui Hashem, is his galus Hashchina. That person himself is his galus or Hashem. His galus or Hashem. And when he's doing well, then it's good for the Shekhinah. It's his galus or Hashem. The Yetzirah writes a Lubavu Leisah. The Yetzirah wants to confuse a person, as always. Uchshuroya Yehudi nichnas ledveikus. Humoeroi soliskashim klai yisrael likonis rak lavoides ha'achdus. Mizel nacham alatzarech eshnei ha'avoides yachad. The Yetzer Hara wants the following. The Yetzer Hara is okay if a person has this ability to go into dveikus, but not to use it when it comes to other Jews. Or the other way. Or the Yetzer Hara is fine if you go around saying that you love Jews and caring about people, but it has no bearing upon your emunah. Nothing to do with emunah. With either of those, the Yetzer Hara is okay. An ahava that's not dveikus based, that's not based in Hashem Yisbarach, the Yetzer Hara is okay with that. And even to a certain degree, emunah or dveikus Hashem, that does not bring you into a connection to other people, the Yetzer will let you get away with that too. We see this. This is b'chush, you can see this. What the Yetzer Hara is very nervous about is when those two are working together. In other words, when it's the whole pasuk. The Yetzer Hara doesn't have a problem with the end of the pasuk. It's just with the safe pasuk is Ani Hashem. Oh, you like that? You're religious? That's okay. You like to think about God? The Yetzer Hara is okay with that. The Yetzer Hara is also okay if you like the Reisha. V'haftu echa kamarcha, you like that, you're a loving person, you're a caring person. You like that? You want to love other people? That's okay. What the Yetzer can't stand is the whole pasuk. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Why? Ani Hashem. Then already that's a problem. Because then the ahava of the other Jew will be be'emes, and the ahava of Hashem will be be'emes, and that and the ahava of Hashem will carry into reality in terms of that that awareness of the kaima of the Shechina in this world, which is Am Yisrael, and that's already bad for the Yetzer. That's bad for the Yetzer. So what the Yetzer wants is that it should not be both of these working together. The kind of swakla, but it's Achdus does not want. It'll allow you to be in the avodah of Dveikus, or will allow you to be in avodah of Achdus, but will not want you to be in avodah of Achdus mitoch Dveikus. Because if the Achdus is mitoch Dveikus, then it's going to be real and forever, and each one is going to strengthen the other, and that's what the Yetzer is worried about. But Achdus without Dveikus, or Dveikus without Achdus, is a program that's doomed to fail. As we see, B'chosh, this doesn't work. They go together. Mizdol Nochem, El Tzarech HaShnei HaAvoydes Yachad. V'ahavt Recha Kamoicha, Ani Hashem. Need both Avoydes together. U'lahaktim Tominis Avoydes HaDveikis. But in the Avoydah, the Avoda of Dveikus, in the Seder of the Avoda, Dveikus is Aleph and Achdus is Beis. That's the Seder of Avoda. To go into the place of Amunah, Ani Hashem, Dveikus, to go into that place, why didn't the Pasuk say Ani Hashem Avdecha Kamecha? That's the case. That you can answer in many ways. But first, a person, the Avoda, a person, should go l'chadchila, to go first into that emuna, and from the emuna mitoch the emuna, to go into the place of ahavta kamocha, into that place of ahav of achdus, emuna achdus, aleph, emuna achdus, dveikus achdus, that's the seder. What do we say about l'chadoidi toich emune am segula, right? Toich emune am segula. It's to be misbinding in those words by the yichud on Friday night by Chasson and Kala. Toich emune am segula. When you turn around and l'chadoidi boi kala boi kala boi shabbos malchus. Toich emune am segula. Toich emune am segula. Boi kala boi kala. That's the only way that it works. Toich emune am segula. That's the only way that it works. Ki ha'achdus hi taitsoa mehadveikus. Because the achdus is the result of dveikus. That's what Steinhardt doesn't know about himself. He doesn't know how much he loves Hashem. He doesn't know how much he believes in Hashem. That's chaval. Not yet. Maybe somebody will be, maybe he'll come to that on his own. Somebody will help him. But ha'achdus he teitzor me'advekis. Achdus is teitzor me'advekis. And all the diburim of achdus without dvekis are diburim ba'alma, mamash, pitputim ba'alma. All the talk of Jewish unity and Jewish brotherhood and Jewish identity. All of these speeches and all the zipsap, it put them ba'alma, mamish. It's better than not saying anything. It's better than not working on anything. It's good that they care about that. People talk about that. Okay, fine, but that's not the Indian. It's it put them ba'alma. Be'elokus. Achdus be'emes comes from the Hakar be'elokus, from Emuna. Emuna achdus. Emuna ahava. Emuna ahava. Everything. Emuna ahava. That's the same. V'rak hasheyesh lo dveikus. Only when there's this dveikus / emuna. Yuchali Kanas Avodas Achdus HaPnimis, then you're really able to go into the Avoda of Achdus HaPnimis, true Achdus. True Achdus. Not because, you know, this Jew is like this or like that, that's why I care for him. But that's why I love him. Achdus HaPnimis. Perek Beis. Vine ahava amitis ilagar lahargish ani v'chaveri dover echemamish. True ahava is when I look at the other person and it's a dover echemamish. He called Yisrael him the shamachas mavish. He already said not going away. We shouldn't be put off by the fact that he will come back and repeat, because that's the way to learn. And he knows very well that on our own we don't chazer properly. Whoever the people that put this together, or the person put this together, is clearly somebody who gets it. And what he understands is that it's not about putting out necessarily the sefer that you'll be most interested in or excited by, but the sefer that works. It's an interesting idea, a sefer that works. Not a sefer that impresses, not a sefer that's going to blow you away like that lashon, but a sefer that actually works. So he will come back and he will go over it, because he will not let us go until it becomes part of who we are. And throughout the sefer, it's going to over and over and over again. So those who are not learning the Shema but learning to pick up some new ideas, this is not going to be the most exciting sefer. But for whoever wants to put these things, these yesodos of Yiddishkeit into practice, into life, this is a very, very effective way of doing it. He call Yisrael in the Shamachas Mamash. Call Yisrael in the Shamachas Mamash. K'may Sh'olam Oyev is kol chelke gufay. In the same way that a person loves every part of himself, even the chelke haguf, even though it could be that part of your body is right now not doing well, it's hurting, you still care for that, you still tend to it, you want it to get better. You don't say, listen, what's enough for me? It's just my toe. No, you care about it. Because the toe is part of who you are. So too it is with the other person. Kesha Batson. Bli Shaychus L'masha Eim Oysen. So it doesn't depend upon what the other person is doing, just like it doesn't depend upon what that part of my body is at that moment. It doesn't depend upon whether it's being used or I need to use my toe. I'm sitting still. It doesn't make a difference. U'mahu Margish Imo. Because if the kesher to another person is only based upon hargosha, emotions, that's all it's based upon is hargoshas. So of course, if you have tainus against the other person, if you have tainus, umarfid is asmi manu. Then you mafrid yourself from the person. You have tainus. A tainus causes separation, causes a feeling of distance. So you feel distant, and then there's pirud. Humar b'zeh shein zeh kesher b'atzem. That reveals that the kesher that you have with that person is not a kesher that's b'atzem. It's a kesher, it's totally b'dover. It's not like that with a person. As long as my toe is doing well, then I care for my toe. But if my toe is not doing well, then I have no shaychus to it. With another person, as long as that individual is making me happy or making me feel comfortable or I get something out of the relationship, I love the person. But if not, then I go away or I dislike the person and so on. That's not a kesher be'etz. Shein ze kesher ve'etz. V'chol ha'kesher rak kedei limtzei chen ze ve'einei ze. Like many relationships, it's just an inyan of mitzias chen. Meaning, I'm trying to impress the person. He's trying to impress me. We enjoy each other's company. He's funny. I'm funny. Whatever it is. It's just about that shidchi is that superficial inyan of mitzias chen. Makes no difference how deep your conversations are, and you talk about Shakespeare, and you like to talk about Aristotle, whatever you talk about. Makes no difference. Or you lahavdul, you go out on a date and you talk about the Me'ah Shiloach or something. Doesn't make a difference. Where are you holding in Lukut Emaran? You can talk about that all you like. That doesn't mean that it's an Ahav Be'etzem. Impressing, interesting, fascinating. We have so much in common. Dibur Ba'alm. Also, Pit Putin. I find this person to be fascinating. Okay, the encyclopedia is also fascinating. Fascinating. Fascinating is not a hav. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with finding another person fascinating, but that's not the yisoid of a relationship. I'm fascinated by this person. This person makes me laugh. It's a shaychus. That's a hav. That's not the yisoid of Ahav. It's not the shorish of Ahav. It could be nothing at all between the two people. When I was a kid, we used to read the Reader's Digest. I don't even know if you heard of that. Shimon, you know. Okay. So they had a section called Laughter is the Best Medicine. Thanks. I'm sure these jokes would be unbelievably corny now. But back then, that was like, that's what was around. That's what we had. It was clean. It was corny. So, I remember there's this 95-year-old almana, and she was set up on a date with a 96-year-old alman. And she's living with her daughter, and she goes out on a date. Her old mother goes out on a date with this old guy. She comes back from the date, and she's very upset. And the daughter says, "Ma, what happened? You're so upset about the date. It didn't go well." So she said, "I had to slap him 3 times in the face." So the daughter said, he got fresh with you?" And she said, "No, I thought he was dead." "I had to slap him 3 times in the face to kill." It's not the aside of a relationship. You understand? Fascinating, interesting, funny. That's not a relationship. You might as well slap the person 3 times in the face. It could be as gestorben. He's not alive. A living relationship, a chiyus in a relationship, comes from a place of that place of ahava be'etzem. It's not totally bedov of how fascinating, of how interesting. Interesting and fascinating, those all hechatimses to get a person to think more about the other person. To start to come closer to a place of be'etzem, but that can't be the shorish of at the end of the day. The two people get married. It can't be that the ahav is an ahav that's depending upon like fascination, because everybody knows that after Shavuot Baruch is always fascinating. That's the end of the fascination. So that could just be a to think about a person, but that's not ahava be'etzem. That's not where it comes from. Ahava be'etzem. That's not where it comes from. It's a mystery, and the mystery is ani Hashem. But the avoid is an avoid of working hard on it being an ahava, on recognizing it's ahava. It's not tluy v'dov. Chazal tell us that's the model of Ahavish and Tluy B'Davar, which is Ahavish David V'Hinus. Okay, let's go down, and we'll pick up on this next day.